All right, here we go. Thursday, and time now for trivia on WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger.
Thank you.
I was going to say, ladies and gentlemen, we got the band here at Birdland. Flip Fantasia.
Balloon coming over.
Trying to play volleyball with it.
Wait. All right. We got it.
I keep getting deflected. All right. You got a good game going on here. That's good.
Oh, there we go. Sorry.
Oh, what a nice soft touch, Freddie.
Ah.
On balloon we're talking about here, folks.
All right, that'll end our balloon bouncing here.
I think probably so. We should stop.
Yep.
Yeah.
What kind of question you got?
That was kind of fun. Canines.
Oh, good. Dogs.
Not as in teeth, as in dogs.
All right.
Bad breath in dogs. You remember that commercial?
I do remember that.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has nothing to do with the bad breath, I'm assuming.
No. This is kind of an easy one, so we're throwing a softball out there.
Okay.
A little softball.
As opposed to a volleyball.
Correct. Or a balloon.
Yeah.
What is the only dog rated above the Basset Hound for a sense of smell?
Oh, I think I can probably guess.
Yeah, whatever you're thinking out there, folks.
It's probably right.
Probably right. So give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
Go with your first instinct.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can get a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers.
Right. You give us the right answer, you can smell out a $10 gift certificate.
All right. Hey, thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. A lot of things have changed at WCHL, including a brand new broadcast location at University Place in Chapel Hill. But one thing hasn't changed, and that's our Hometown Hero program. Our friends at Performance Auto Mall and all of us at WCHL have been saluting hometown heroes for a long time. There's one every week. Tell us about someone you think should be in our spotlight. Go to chapelboro.com and nominate that special person. Thanks on behalf of Performance Auto Mall and all of us here at 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
You want to know the only dog with a sense of smell that's stronger than that of a Basset Hound?
Yes.
I'm going to say a Bloodhound.
Correct.
Thank you very much.
Correct.
See,
folks, a lot of times I got to do these softball questions also to keep Ron involved before he goes into the Krispy Kreme effect over there. Just kind of glazes over.
Keep me from falling unconscious.
Right, exactly. Yes, the Bloodhound's physical characteristics accounts for its ability to follow a scent trail left several days in the past.
Yeah.
Under optimal conditions, my friend, a bloodhound can detect as few as one or two cells. One or two cells. Now, in some dog breeds, such as bloodhounds, the olfactory sense has nearly 300 million receptors.
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Smell-o-vision.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, man. That's pretty strong.
Bloodhounds. Yeah. You ever petted a bloodhound? You know, they got all that floppy skin?
Yeah, I believe I have. Yeah. Never had one.
Never had a bloodhound.
Yeah.
My uncles always had beagles, which had their own little sets of barks.
Beagles are energetic, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like to run.
Yep. He would use them. My Uncle Budge would use them for hunting rabbits.
And wait a minute. Uncle Budge?
Uncle Budge.
God, man, you got some strange names in your family.
Uncle Eck, Uncle Wick.
Yeah.
Uncle Ode.
Uncle Freddy.
Be very quiet. We're hunting rabbits.
We're chasing rabbits.
Yes. Yeah. Yep, so that was it for canines.
Uh-huh.
You want to get together tomorrow?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Why not?
Okay, thanks.